Let us again start and Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, just to get into the swing of the sugya. Tanya Idach Bala Sher Noki. Till now we had two Mahalchim to explain Bala Sher Noki. Abilezer said it's Noki Mechatzi Koifer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's Noki mit Mevlodes. Now we have Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Tanya idach bala sher Noki. Rabbi Kiva oimer Noki mit Mei Evet. That even though a muet play pays shloishim shkolim, but a tam is better to pay. Rektige Morre, Veneimer Rabbi Kiva Lenafshe, the same Kasha he had asked Rabbi Elezer, Leyatzmoi Einei Mishtalem Ela Migufoi, that the Chiyuv of Tashlume Tam is only Migufoi, Eviyu Lebezlin V'yishalem Loch. So therefore, since it's Oimed Leskile, so it's not Shaykh Adin Tashlumim. So why do you need a special miut of chatzi shloishim shkolim by a tam? Since you pay migufa, it's not shayach to pay. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok shekodam baylo b'shochtoy. No, speaking about that it never became a bar skila before the gemar din. So the Baal HaSheir went and shechted the Sheir. So now there's no din skila. Never became Nesa Bano. So I would think that the Baal HaEved should be able to mon from the Baal HaSheir Chatzi Shloishim Shkolim. Ma'ad Taima Lishtalamine Kamash Malon Hoyel Ubar Ketolohu So the Pasuk tells us that even though theoretically it would be Shayach Adin Tashlumim Migufoi, but Oil Abar Ketolohu, but since the Sheir is Abar Ketole, if would have not have been geshochten, Avel gab de shochte le mishtalem minei. Mentioned yesterday, by Yelos HaShachas, why does the Gemara have to give explanations on Mshat and the Posik? Mshat and the Posik says that, that Noki mechatzi shloishim. Ihochi, fragt the Gemara, fine. So now it seems that Rabbi Kiva had a way how to go over this hurdle, this problem of Eviyu Lebezlin V'yishalem Loch, that if it was Geshochten before Gemar Din, so we don't have this problem. So Memele, L'Rabbi Elezer Nami, so yes, Akasha Rabbi Elezer, that's Mamayit Chatzi Kaita, from the Baal HaSheir Noki, so yes, Eviyu Lebezlin V'yishalem Loch. So this, we have the same teretz, Kshekotam V'shochtay. So the same Mahalach he has for himself, we have by Rabbi Elezer also. So why did he ask Rabbi Elezer, Eviyu Lebezlin V'yishalem Loch? So the Gemara answers, Ochinami, you're 100% right. The Sova, but that what he asked, Rabbi Elezer, Dume Islay, Taima Achine, the Odef Mehai. He asked the Makashe not to shlug him up. He realized this Kashe is Zichen not an upshlug, because he could always say this Teretz to Kodem Veshochte. I want to know, maybe Rabbi Elezer is a better Teretz on this Kashe. B'nei Malay, and he'll tell him. Forget, he wanted to hear what Rabbi Elezer is to say. So the Gemara weiter, the Rabbi Elezer nami l'shani lei shekodim v'shochtei. What Lamaisa, we have a teretz over here. So why didn't Rabbi Lezer tell him this teretz? Shekodem v'shochtei. Amaloch. So he said, Osamu the Niskava is the teretz that he said. The Niskava lariges the behemah v'orges Adam. The Sher Lav Bar Ketola who clout. The teretz he said is a good teretz. That the Chayach Hatzir, that a Tam should pay Kaifer, and the Tam is a Lav Bar Ketola. Niskavan Larigas Abahime, Bahorigas Odo. The Salke Daita Chamine Nechayev, it's the Krole Mute. So now you need a Posik to be Mamayit. Fakertes, there's no reason why I shouldn't say you should pay Chatzir Kaifer. It's not Chayev Skila. So here I need a posik, and that was Kaka the Teres of Rabbi Lezer. Here I need a posik to tell me that he's part of a Chatzir Kaifer. Avol Hoche, but Rabbi Kiva's Mahalach, the Mikore Bar Ketola Have, that since it's Oymed, in the case, we're not speaking about Niskavan Lebehema V'Horges Odom. We're speaking about Niskavan L'Odom. So Mamele Mikore Bar Ketola Habe Leitzorich Kro Afal Gav D'Shochte. So we mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Lezer held that if you lebezen v'shalom loch is not a sibe, it's a simen. That means that if I see that the ultimate rotzen of the Torah was that the sher should be killed, the sher should be niskal, so I see from this the Torah was not interested in the tashlumim of the nizik. Because I see that the rotten of the Torah was the sher killed someone, so it's a din skila. The din skila will take away the schus gviya from the nizik, and the Torah put a din skila. So I see that the Torah is not interested that the nizik should get repaid. So mela afilu, you'll find a case, will you avoid the din skila? That means he shech kodem v'shochtei kodem shenigmar dinoi. But that does not change the rotzen ha-teire. We see the rotzen ha-teire was of a sher is a bar skila. The teire was more interested that the sher should get skila, and the teire is not interested bechlal in the tashlumim of the nizik. So memela that's a gilo yafil of papayil, you won't kill the sher. But it's not b'teiras tashlum. Let's just see the last Rashi. Abul Hoche, the sher baktolu. The sher be'etzim is a baktolu. Tchilis dinai niftar mimomen. I mean, so when the Torah said that the sher should get skila, the Torah patted from tashlumim. The Torah, the ultimate rotzen of the Torah was that the sher should get skila. V'leichola olav teiras tashlumim. It wasn't chal teiras tashlumim on this hezek. V'kele meim v'yu lebezn hilkach ki kodem v'shochtei nami v'leikro miftar. So without a posik, I would know that there's no chiyiv tashlumim. V'leitzorich klo. Fragte Gemore, Rabbi Kiva Nami Vadi Hochi Habe, this Svore of Rabbi Lezer, that since the Teire was Boicher Adin Skile, so therefore I see from the Teire that the Teire was not interested that the Nizik should get paid. The Svore, so I don't need a Miut Bechlau to tell me that the Bala Sheir is Potter. So we're back to Rabbi Kiva. The Svar of Rabbi Lezer is 100% right. Rabbi Kiva Nami Abadi Hochi Havi, he's right. That since the The Rotsana Torah is that the Shoshe gets Kila, so the Torah, so never was but Torah's Tashlumim. So Mamela, full without a posik, I know that you don't have to pay. Elo Omar Abasi. So Mamela, so the Gemara, we're up to now, that it's Takia, we're back where we started from. So, why does Rabbi Kiva need a posik to tell me that it's potter from Chatzi Shloishim Shkolim? If you lebezn be Yishalom Loch, that's a gilui. That's a gilui that, that is no chi of Tashlumim. B'chat ala shaloki. So Rav Asi said, I'll tell you a different teretz. Hi, Milsa Mipi, the Gavra Rabish Mile. I heard a different mahalach. Umonai Rabbi Yosi Berab Chanine. Salke Daita Chamine, Rabbi Kiva Lishitosai has no problems with this kashe. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have a problem with this kashe. Why? Rabbi Yula Bezna V'Yishalom Loch. Salke Daita Chamine. Hoyel va'omar Rabbi Kiva avtam shechoval va'odom mishalem b'moyser nezek shalem. We had before in Daflamet Gimel that Rabbi Kiva darshens in ben yigach or bash yigach kemishpat hazeh yeyos aloi. In Rabbi Kiva darshens kemishpat hazeh ketachten v'loi ke'elyein. I mean, this posik is right after the posik of Mu'ed. So after the pasuk of Mu'ed by Kaifer, it says, "Oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, kimishpat hazeh yeyos aloi." That you pay nezek shalom. Afilu atam pays nezek shalom. Tam shechavu bodem mishalom b'moisa nezek shalom. So since Rabbi Kiva l'shitosai holds that a tam shechavu bodem pays nezek shalom, b'shtalim nami dvei eved me'aliyah. So memela, according to Rabbi Kiva, this kasha bechlal is not shver, if you lebezn v'yishalom loch, because a tam pays min aliyah. Tam shechavu bodem pays min aliyah. So if it pays min aliyah, so... If it pays nezek, I would think just like it pays nezek shalom, it pays min aliyah. So what's the problem if you lebezn v'yishalom loch? You don't pay me guf asher. Kosav rachmone bal asher noki. So that, therefore, I need bal asher noki. Rabbi Kiva l'shitosai does not have this problem whatsoever. Before Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like him. Rabbi Lezer holds that tam shechovo ba'odom you pay chatzi nezek, you pay migufay. But Rabbi Kiva l'shitosai has no problems. So v'ket, I would think that tam would pay nezek sholem in aliyah. So it says a special pasuk gabala shel noki that a tam doesn't pay shleishim shalevet. Amale Rabzele Rabasi v'tavri Rabbi Kiva l'gzize. It means even though Rabbi Kiva was machadish a gewaltike choymer in shir shechovel ba'odam afil atam pays nezik sholim, and Rabbi Kiva himself said, but it does not have all the dinim of mu'ud. It only is a din mu'ud l'gabi nezik sholim, not l'gabi aliyah. V'tavei Rabbi Kiva l'gzizei desayni Rabbi Kiva oima yochel yishalem min aliyah tamad loima kemishpat hazeh, which means kemishpat hazeh atachtin yeyosa loy. Migufay mishalom veini mishalom min aliyah. You pay migufay, you don't pay min aliyah. Let us see what Rashi says. This is Akasha. That means it's Zichel. Kodmei v'shochte kain m'shenig mardina is not a teretz, because Zichel, the Teire, was not interested that a tam should pay chatzin nezek, since the Teire tavegestelt a din from Skila. So the Gemara says, Nisham b'neheved melia. Va'afagav de miktol, even though you kill the shayr, tolagabi chavolas odom ein teres tam olov. And Kiva holds when the shayr is chayvul bodom, there's no din tam. Ve'ein ein nifter betaynis of yule bezdin, there's no tain of yule bezdin, because you pay min aliyah. Kosavachmon enoki that a tam is potter to pay. He says, without the posse, I think you'd pay Nezek Shalom. I'm not Nezek Shalom, Shloishim Shalevet. Frech de Gemore, vot avri Rabbi Kiva l'gzize. Vashmine behed yedei mishtalim ala migufay. The Rabbi Kiva that said this, Gebal de Kachayma, that tam shechova bodem, you pay Nezek Shalom, but you pay migufay. So my mailer, we're back where we started from. So why do you need a meal to tell me that a tam is potter? Elo omarove. So now, Rove wants to say a new mahalach. It's the ref. Salke daitoch amine hoyil omachmirni be'eved yoisemi ben choyre. Be'etzem, asher shenogach eved is more chomo than asher shenogach ben choyren. In what way? She ben choyren yofe sela, noisen sela. Ben choyren, if you negach the ben choyren, you pay what the hezek was. Shloishim, noisen shloishim. But the Eved, Yofe Sela, Noisim Shloishim. We see that Negichas, the Eved, is more chomo than Negichas Ben Chayre. Like the Rashba, Kashe, but you see the other way around also, that if it's Yofe, Ben Chayre is Yofe, Mone, you give a Mone, and by an Eved, Yofe, Mone, you give Shloishim. We'll see, Tosfos also speaks about it, but tomorrow just to learn the Gemara, so the Rashba says, but most of the time, an Eved is worth less than Shloishim. So this din, Tashlumim Shloishim, is a Chumre. So it's more, Ben Chayim, you just pay what he's worth, and an Eved, normally you pay more than it's what it's worth. So I would think, Mishtalim Nami Dmei Eved Min Aliyah. So I would think you paid it may eved min aliyah. Kosem rachmon ebal asher noki. So that's why it says bal asher noki, to tell me that you atam is potter from shloishim shalevet. The yelos hashachem mutzitzich, he says he doesn't understand. I mean, we have a klal, Asher pays migufoy. Now we have a posik that, Asher pays migufoy, Asher pays chatzinezek, Asher tam. That's a klal. Now we have a posik that says that, Asher shechovo ba'odom, you pay nezek sholem. Migufoy. That's the posik. We have a posik, you pay nezek sholem migufoy. Now, Meheche Teisi, Eved is more chomo than Ben Chayrim. I see in the Tashlum, it's more chomo. But on my own accord, to say, well, since it's more chomo, you pay me naliyah. I mean, how can you be mechadish nudinim? I mean, where do you get this? I mean, Atam always pays me gufoy. Atam shechav abadam yosa pei migufay. And I would think of atam shechav abeved. Oh, you pay me the lead because it's Mohammed and Ben Choyle. Yes, sit for Akash. Unless, I mean, unless Bemison, the din nezek sholem is mitadats my mechayiv to pay me the lead. No. That means it's a psayotzei doifen azah, that you pay nezek sholem and you pay migufay. L'chayr, it's the din migufay is a stira to the din nezek sholem, but eichet the kosav, the Torah is said by a ben chayrin, we live with the stira. You pay nezek sholem, afal piken, you pay migufay. But an eved that that is more chamos. I don't assume this stira. And I assume since you pay nezek sholem, you have to pay migufay. Basach nishklo. But al kaponim, that's his hor. Al kaponim, the Gemara says this. The Gemara says that I would, according to Rabbi Kiva, I would think that since an eved is more chamos than a ben chayre, so I would think you pay min aliyah. Because you should pay min aliyah. So memele, so that be a din tashlumei shloishim shalevet from a tam. If you need a balashanoki to tell me that there's no din tashlumei shloishim shalevet from a tam. Rashi says, hail machmirin be'eved legabi mu'it. I see klo, he pays shloishim even though it's only worth a seller. So this is Rav's explanation in Rabbi Kiva. Look to Gemara. Tanya kevosei de Rav. Baal asher noki, Rabbi Kiva ima noki mit mei eved. So the Baraisa asks, v'loi dinu, hoyel v'chayev be'eved, v'chayev v'ben choyrem. The Zachiev Tashlumim when you kill an Eved, the Zachiev Tashlumim when you kill a Ben Chayrim. Mak Shechayev Ben Chayrim, Chalak the boy Ben Tam Lemuet, just like when you're Chayev in a Ben Chayrim. There's a Tamas Pot on the Mood is Chayev. Av Shechayev Be'eved, Nechalik boy bein tam lemuet. So why do you need a new miyut at a tam is put? Let's learn out from ben chayrim. Just like over there a tam is put. Here also a tam is put. Vo'oid, not only it's a mamatzinu, it's a kalvachayma. Uma ben chayrim, shenoysin kol shavyoi. Ben chayrim has a chayma also over an eved. And you pay more than if he's worth more than shloishim, pay more than shloishim. Afal pi kein chalakta boi bein tam lemuid. Eved sheini noisin ala shloishim en edin shenachlik boi bein tam lemuid. So, so why do you need a special pasuk to tell me that an eved is a tam shenogach eved is potter from shloishim? So the Baraisa says loy machmirani be'eved yesimi ben chayrim. I'm sorry, an eved you want to learn out from ben chayrim a mamatzin loy dinu. You want to make a kal v'chayma. I'm sorry, I got news for you. You're wrong. Machmerani be'eved yosemi ben chayim. I got news for you. An eved is more chamo than a ben chayim. She ben chayim yofer sela noisin sela shloishim noisin shloishim. Ve'eved yofer sela noisim shloishim. This is a chayim that eved has over ben chayim. She can't make a mamotzinu. He can't make a kalva chayim because eved is more chamo. So me'mele. Yochel, yehe chayiv. So I would think you're chayiv. So, Kaponim, we see from this Beraisa that there's a svara to say that Eved is more chomer than a Nogach Eved is more chomer than a Nogach Ben Chayrim. And the Chayrim, the Havamina would be your payment aliyah. So that's why we need the Pasuk. So it's a raya to Rover. Chalakta poi bein tam le muet, the muet mishalm koife ve tam potam, sheni noisen alo shloishem, afilo shove kuf mone. So me meilo, we see that what? That ben chayrin is more chama than an evan. Elo omar rabasi. Let's see Tosfos. So Rabasi's teretz was before that I would think, according to Rabbi Kiva, I would think that there's no problem by Eved Viula Bezn Vishalom Loch, because I would think Rabbi Kiva holds Tam Shechav Abodim you pay Nezik Sholem Hu Adin you should pay Min Aliyah. Ve'im taima u'ma doichkoi letaretz. Why do you have to say a new mahalach? Why Rabbi Kiva needs a miut? Neima de gam Rabbi Kiva hoya yedeya v'soy v'oisei teretz she'eshiv le Rabbi Loza. He holds Rabbi Loza's teretz. Es Rabbi Loza said a teretz. V'sova adume islei taim achini kadam alei lakodem v'shochtoi. He want bechlal de kasha, just like the Gemara wanted to say before, that Rabbi Kiva always knew the teretz of kodem v'shochta. He wanted to hear maybe Rabbi Lezer is a better teretz. Okay, now the Gemara falls off kodem v'shochta is not a teretz whatsoever. Fine, but maybe he wanted to hear if he has a teretz, and he told him a teretz. So the tirutzim that Rabbi Lezer told him are good tirutzim. So that is why. So now he's using these tirutzim for shloishim shalevet. Vyeshloima. The Gabi Tam, so why do we have to say a new mahalach in Rabbi Kiva? V'yeshloim the Gabi Tam, the Kodam v'shochtoi, Shaykh loima hochi, Sha'inai tam toi, k'deprishis lel. Kodam v'shochtoi is not a pis, such a good teretz, the more falls off on this teretz. I'm a mele, even though Rabbi Kiva knew of these terutzim. So Mamele, he wanted to hear, maybe Rabbi Lezer is a better teretz. Aval atam dehem is al piyei dechot. V'gabi taime din iskavin. Eishayich lamei medul meislei taime achine. Maybe Rabbi Lezer is another tam. The taime m'chshuvim hei. Lekra lemifrach alai midi. It means if he held up these terutzim, so these are geshmak terutzim. So what is he asking? Now, let's just explain one thing what Tosfos is saying. We heard the Tosfos before, Be'emerson, Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on these terutzim. This terutzim of Alpi Eidechot, Alpi Bailim, miskaven la'arigas ha'beheime. These terutzim that Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Kiva holds, like Rabbi, that holds, ein ha'sher b'skila, ein ha'bayla mishalmim kaifa. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. So all these terutzim, Rabbi Lezer said, yes, the kasha, if you give the sher skila, avi ulebezen v'shalom loch. So Rabbi Lezer said, oh, I'll tell you, a case that you don't give the sher skila, so that's why I think a tam pays kaifa. You don't give the share. Ain't a miskavu lebehime. Moide apiyatzmoi. Ain't a apiyatzmoi. Apiyedechot. This was Rabbi Lezer's terrors. So Taisvis is saying, if Rabbi Kive does not hold like Rabbi, so what's wrong with these terutzim? So why is he So why is he chaylik if he holds up these terutzim and he doesn't hold like Rabbi? So why is he digging zech with Rabbi Lezer? These are good terutzim. So al kolchoch he holds like Rabbi. He holds like Rabbi that these terutzim are no good at all because Rabbi says, "Ein asher b'skila, ein habayil mishalmim kaifa." So that's why they made the problem. So we have the same problem over here also. These terutzim can't be good, just like your chaylik and Rabbi Lezer by kaifa. So you have the same problem over here also. So that's why Rabasi had to come and say, "Sanu mahalach." That I would think you pay me an aliyah. That's you to come with a new mahalach. You pay me an aliyah. And then the Gemara slugged up, Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't pay me an aliyah by tam shechavel bodem. So the Gemara says, and Rav says a teretz. But I never thought I would think you would pay me an aliyah. Now the Gemara mentioned a choymer of Eved over Ben Choyrim, the Eved Yofer Sela Noisin Lamed. So that's a choymer that Eved has over Ben Choyrim. Vektoises Avol Gav Deshove Kuf. So Tosis asked this kashach, "Mein achaymer, if he's shove, he gives shloishim if he's worth a seller, but if he's worth kuf money, he also gives shloishim." So mehechi taisi, I should assume that at evet is more chomer. So Tosis interesant pshat elosh mikol makim. Kiven shenoisin kitzve shel shloishim. Afal pi sheni shove lesela, o yoisa, shaloilam a kitzve medes. So we see the din tashlumim of an eved is not dependent in any factors. That means the eved could be worth, a sela, could be worth 50 sela, could be, you always pay, there's a standard price that is not affected by any factors. You always give shloishim shalem. Im kein gam kshasher ein eshove klum kayemes. So memele, there's a svara to say, if there's a standard tashlumim, which is not governed by any factors, so just like this tashlumim is not governed in the shavius of the eved, doesn't matter if he's worth. You have to, when asher kills an eved, this has to be paid. So just like the value of the eved does not in any way influence the tashlumim, so the value of the asher also shouldn't influence the value, the tashlumim. This is a din tashlumin that's not governed by any factors. So just like the value of the eved does not influence the tashlumin, so the value of the sheir also shouldn't influence the tashlumin. Therefore, I feel the sheir is not worth anything. But you always pay shloishim shalevet. So in other words, you pay min aliyah. That means this standard tashlumim, which is not affected by other factors, should not be affected by a factor that I can't pay migufoy. That's what the Gemara means to say. It's also kayemis. There's a standard tashlumim of shloishim shalab. Mak shechayev. So the Gemara asked, the Brayis asked, why do you need a miyut? Mak shechayev ben chayrim. So the Gemara asked, why do you need a miyut? Mak, just like when you chayev ben chayrim. Chilak the bein tam lemuin. Brayis is a muchachot rabbi kibo leikibo tshuvet rabbi leza. Now, how do you know that by kaifa chilakta bein tam lamud? Rabbi Kiva does not hold the drosha of Rabbi Lezer, noki mechatzi kaifa. So, afal pikein, we hold that afal pikein, he holds that by kaifa there's a chilak bein tam lamud. Where do you see a chilak bein tam lamud? If you don't know the drosha, so by niskaven larig as a behemer, v'horak as a odom, maybe you pay. Where do you see by bet? If he does not know the drosha of chatzim noki mechatzi kaifa, where do you see that he holds that chilakta bein tam lamud is barais is a muchachod Rabbi Kiva leikibol tshuva da Rabbi Loza. The leidorish Rabbi Kiva noki mechatzi kaifa velochi poita kam betam. Paine mishum de chile mechayim skila pshita de poto mi kaifa. So kochach, because he holds like Rabbi, the teretz of Rabbi Loza that niskava larigas abahim mehizicha doesn't know. Because in such a case, you don't pay kaifa. The only way you could pay kaifa is when the sheir is beskila. And when the sheir is beskila, v'yu lebezn v'yu shalom loch. So, from here we see klar that Rabbi Kiva holds, like Rabbi, that ain't a sheir beskila, in a baila mishalmim kaifa. Noki midmei evet, perish mishloishim shalevet. Yesh mefoshim dafilu domim le mishalim b'choshken knas. Dmei evet, the loshen of dmei evet means dafilu the shavius of the evet. You don't pay b'choshken knas. Now let us go further. Tondo rabbonon, another baraisa. Vehemis ish oy isha. By a mood it says, Behemis ish oy isha. Oma Rabbi Kiva v'chima boze l'lamdeinu. What is this coming to teach us, Behemis ish oy isha? Im l'chayiv al ha'isha ki ish. If it's coming to tell us, Yechayiv koifer an ha'isha. Reikvar nema ki yigach sheres ish oyes isha. L'chere, the Gemara means, so the parsha starts by a tam, ki yigach sheres isha isha. Then it says, im sher nagachu. So, it seems this is a continuation. Ki yigach sheres isha oyes isha, is a sher nagach. So you pay kaifer. So why did the Torah by kaifer have to again elaborate that he killed the ish or isha? Elo lahakish isha leish. The reason the Torah wrote isha over here is to tell us amir de kechidish. Ma ish nizokov liyoshov. Just like by an ish, if a ish is killed, so who do you pay the koifa to his yoshim? You don't pay the koifa to the wife, because a wife doesn't yarshin her husband. Af isha nizakel yoshel. So if you killed an isha, the same oifen of tashlume koifa by an ish, which is not to his spouse, but is to his yoshim. The same thing is if you kill an isha, so the tashlume koifa is not to the husband, but to her yoshim. That's what the Hekish is coming to tell us. Frag the Gemara, v'sova Rabbi Kiva lo yoris lo baal. What are you telling me? Rabbi Kiva holds a baal doesn't yarshin an isha? V'asanya v'yorash oiso. We learned in Abaraisa, it says in the Parsha of Yerusha, V'yorash oiso, we'll see the how we make this drash in Rashi. Mikan shabau yoresh es ishtoi divere Rabbi Kiva. About does Yarsh and his wife. So what's Pshat in this Hekish? What is Pshat in this Hekish? The Rabbi Kiva says Pshat in the Hekish is that Niskel Yoshel, that the Baal doesn't Yarsh. I, Rabbi Kiva himself, holds that a Baal is Yerush as Ishtai. Omar Reish Lokish Loi Omar Rabbi Kiva Elo Bekoifa. Rabbi Kiva, this pasuk is speaking about Kaifa, Vehemis Isha Isha. Hoyel Vein Mishtalim Elo La'achamisa. Since the whole Chiyuv Tashlumim is first Chal La'achamisa, Vahavo Lei Roy, so it's called Roy, that means his wife was never Zoiche in the Tashlumei Koifa. The Chiyuv Tashlumim is first Chal after she died. So this, the Tashlumei Koifa is not, she never was Murzik in the Tashlumei. It's Roy, that it's Roy Lovay Lachem Isoso. Bein Abar Noito Beroy Kiva Murzik. Nabal doesn't take Peroi Kiva Muxik. That means in Yerushas Abal, just like we hear by a Bechayr, that a Bechayr is Neutel Pishnaim only by Muxik, Peroi doesn't get Pishnaim. The Yerushas Abal is also only by Muxik and not Peroi. And since the Chiyuv Tashlumim, Tashlumei Kaifa is first Chal Lachem Isasa, so it's Roi. When a bal neitel beroy kiva musik. But as first see Rashi, zot Rashi, v'heim is ish b'muad k'sid. Nizokeh liyorsheh v'loy labaylo. The bal does not yashin her. So the Gemara asks, it says, V'yorash Oiso. So Rashi explains what's pshat in this V'yorash Oiso. It says in the Posek, in the Parsh and Parshas Pinchas, Nisatem es nachlosoi l'she'eroi akoroiv eilov mimishpachtoi V'yorash Oiso. Azoi shteit in Posek. She'eroi zu ishtoi. Sheire means ishtoi. So now, before we go further, so let us learn the posik. Nesatem es nachlose, you should give his nachle, l'sheiroi, to his wife, akorav elov mimishpachtoi, which is close to him, mimishpachtoi, from his mishpoche, V'yarash oisa, and he'll yarshen her. So this, if l'sheiroi means a wife is not from his mishpoche. They're not mishpoche. The Gemara says, mishpochoisam leveis avoisam. Mishpachas av kruye mishpoche. If there's a relationship to a father, they have a common father, that's called, we're one mishpoche. Mishpochoisam leveis avoisam. A wife is not mishpoche. She's a wife, but she's not mimishpachtoi. Now the posik says, unisatem es nachlosoi l'she'eroi to his wife, hakorev elov mimishpachtoi, his wife that's from his mishpoche. So it doesn't, the posik doesn't stim. It can't be she'ere hakorev elov mimishpachtoi. You can't say the Lidido Nasib Yerusha Diday. I'll start off at the beginning of the Pasik. And the Satam is Nachlose Lishera Yakorev Elov Mimishpachtoi. The Mimishpachtoi Ksif. Elohochi Kama. So it's the Gemara says we cut up the Pasik. The Pasik, we don't learn the Pasik Ipshut. Elohochi Kama. You give the nachle to, we said first the bnoim, bitoim, the nachiyovim, and then if vein achim, vein main achim love, so who do you give it to? On the sate mes nachlose lekov elam mishpachtoi. So you give a kov kaidem, you give to the closest relative mishpachtoi. Usheiroi shehu ishtoi hu yoyresh oiso. This is a maimer amuzga. That sheiroi, his wife, yoresh oiso. He yarshens his wife. So the pasuk is telling us two distinct dinim. We cut up the pasuk. B'sakina charif, as the Gemara says in Yesh Leichlam. And the pasuk is telling us that his Yerusha you give to the kor of Elam in Mishpachtoi, the closest relative in Mishpachtoi, and he yarshens his wife. So Mameo saw the Gemara here, so what's pshat in this drash where Makish, Hamis Isha Isha, Ma'ish, the Niskeo, Leyosh, Nizak of Leyosh, Avisha Niskeo Leyosh, so Mar says, Ella Bekoifa Oil Bay Mishtalim Ella Lachemisosa. Since Kaifa is first paid Lachemisosa, Hilkach Leisochsa Boy Michayim, she never was Zeichen in the Kaifa Michayim, Abele Roy Vele Musik. The Kaimulam Biesh Neuchlim Deina Baal Yerish Es Ishti Beroi Rovi Lachem Isosa Kiva Muxik Lo Michai. So here the Gemara says that Kaifar is Roy. I saw in Dvar Yaakov, he brings down a Machlekes Gdeile Achreinim Chazenishim in Cheschinach and Yasameach. What is Pshat and Kaifa? The Chazenish learns Pshat and Kaifa. Who are you mechuyev to pay Kaifa to? She dies first. The Sher killed her, Shemuot killed her, she's dead. Oh, after she's dead, now is the chiyev to pay Kaifa. Who's the chiyev to pay to? So the Chazenish says, you pay to her. She's dead. No, there's a chiyev to pay to her. No, first aid says that, you can't pay to her, you can't put it on her caver. So there's a din Yerusha. So there's a chiyuv tashlumim to the nereges. There's a chiyuv tashlumim to her. And then the yoshim yarshin from her. So there'd be a svarit that he should yarshin from her. But he says, no, but since she didn't possess the money, b'chayeo, she first acquired the money, la'achem isosa, that's not called muzik, that's called roi, v'en abal yerish is ishtei b'roi. That's how the Chazenish learns pshat.
They say, Meich man, they say, Meich, the Minchus Chinuch wants the same shot. No, no, I'm a chuyiv tahon, yeah. I'm a chuyiv. The chiv is directly to the Yerish. The chiv is directly to the Yerish. You pay the Yerish. You don't pay. That is a chiv tahon. And the Yerish, you pay directly to the Yerish. No, if you pay directly to the Yerish, so. The husband is a good yair. A baal neitel beroy is not like bechoyer. A bechoyer doesn't take beroy. A bechoyer is a eisa sheyir loy. That says enough in the pasuk. But what the father had, what the father possessed. Now what a baal doesn't take beroy is because ain't sheiris lachamisa. They're not, there's no relationship anymore. The sheira is the wishtoy. That's cause man she's alive. When she dies, and sheiris lachamis. So the reason that he doesn't take beroi is because he's not related to her anymore. Zuchter semeir, so that's pshat. The gemar, really, kaifa doesn't work like that. That kaifa means after she dies, I'm a chuyiv to pay her, and she's eichin dechiv, and yarshin from her. No, that doesn't work that way. The chiv tashlume koifa is straight to the Yerish. The chiv is straight to the Yerish. But you have to have a shem Yerish. So just like in a bal neutel beroi, because he's not a Yerish anymore, because in sheiris lachamisa, so Mamela is not a Yerish here also. So Mamela, when he's supposed to give to the Yerish. He's not the Yerish, and Sheiris Lachamisa. So the same time that in Baal Neutel Beroi, not that this is Roy, but the same reason that in Baal Neutel Beroi, he doesn't have a shame Yerish. So therefore, you don't give him the Kaifa. That's how the Yosemeich wants to say Pshat in this Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch also. I mean, he says that it's a direct tashlumim to the Yerish, but he's not called a Yerish. When Chassidim says a different mahalach, but al kaponim, that's how they want to say pshat in the Gemara. Behave leiroi. Sektoisvis afal gav to be yeshneichlem dorish tein abar neito beroike ve murzik mikra achine. Sektoisvis, why do you need this hekish? I learned that from a different posik in abar neito beroike ve murzik. Mikra achine. Mihoche loy nafke. So Tosis is asking a kashe. So let's learn from here. Why do you need, God, there the Gemara is speaking about such a case that the father of the Isha died after the Isha. We have a posik that the Baal doesn't yarshin her. So you have another posik. Dorish tein Baal neitel beroi kevemursik. Bikro achine. So Tosis asks, why do you need another posik? Let's learn out from here. That ain't a baal neutel, but here it says also. Mahocheloi nafke. So Tosis says, let's learn out from here. So this is mahocheloi nafke. So, l'chayr is azoy. According to the chazenish, it's gemaldik Tosis kasha. That means that, that forget it's mamish the chiyuv is to the isha, and but since she didn't possess it mechayim, she first was zoicha later, so he doesn't yarshin beroy. So here's also the same thing: since it wasn't hers mechayim, he's not zoicha beroy. According to the Esameich, it's also nishkefelach. If it's all one reason. That means if the reason he's not called a Yerish is because ein sheiris lachamisa, so from here you should learn out that a baal is not neutel beroi. L'chayre, the kasha could be is
we can be miyashiv the kasha according to both of them. So toisvis, what's emphat toisvis? Bahav amine, the shani koifa, the lo'oilom haviroi, the lo'osi minei shar roi. So toisvis wants to differentiate between tashlumei koifa and all other tashlumim. That this is, the tashlumim of koifer is always roi. This already doesn't stim too good with the Sameach. That means, according to the Chazon Ish, I would say this is a sug moment that is always roi. So mela a sug moment that is not b'mikre, it's roi. It's always roi. So he's mufke to yarshin this sug moment, which is always roi. Masha ain came down with his wife yarshins from her father. So matters if the father died before her, he is yoyrish yerushis aviyah. If the father died after her, so I would think lemaisa he's zoyche be yerushis aviyah. So I would say could be even though. In this case, she was not zoich in the Yerusha Bechayel, Afal Pikein, he would be Irish. I would differentiate between Yerusha and Kaifa. That's Lechayre if we learn like the Chazon Ish. But if we learn like the Er Sameach, so the reason, forget, he's not capable of yarshining, because he's not called a yairish, and sheiris lachemise. Also svarf and sheiris lachemise, so what's the chilek if it's always roi? That's not the vort. The vort is something else in Gansen. The vort is he doesn't yarshin because he's not a yairish anymore. That's the vort. That it's the type of money that she's being moirish. The reason he's not Yairish is because he's not a Yairish anymore. The kurva became Nifka. So Lachayre, this thesis would seem like the Chazon Ish, not like the Er Sameach. That's me to bring that. The Menchas Chinuch says this thesis is not like him. But Lachayre, from the Teretz of the thesis, we see like that. Thesis is differentiating in the type of moment that's going over Beirusha. A moment that's always roi, he doesn't have a schus in such a moment. A moment which is not always roi, perhaps he does have a schus. Al kaponim, that's why you cannot learn out over there, Yerusha Sovia from Kaifa. Kaifa perhaps is a different type of a moment. Then Taisva says, so faker, so let's learn out Aval Kaponim, let's learn out Kaifa from over there. If over there by Yerusha it says that the Baal doesn't have a chelik in Yerusha's Avia because she didn't possess it Michayim, so Memela, so Kaifa also. So why didn't you get a special pasuk by Kaifa? So Taisa says, the Hasan Yerusha Shanofla Lachemisa Seisha and about Neitel Beroi, because there, that's a real Roy. She didn't possess anything, Michayim. Avu Koifa de Michayim Masa Hachavola Shakoifa Bal Yodo. But here the Sibis Achiev was Michayim. So Meili Kubi, this is not called Roy. This is this moment. Good. She's Zoiche in the Chiev Lachemisosa. But the Sibis Achiev was already Michayim. Again, we see Taisus Dreitzach in the type of moment. I mean, the Taisus is very much much like the Chazon Ish. Aval Kaiva de Michayim Nasa Chabola. She Kaiva Baal Yod Avamina de Neutel. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Uben Zogim Loi Omar Abikive. So the Gemara is just saying now as follows. The Gemara is saying that what Rabbi Kiva says, af ishe nizokeho liyosheho, that the Baal doesn't yarshin, it means kaifer, because kaifer is misha, oh, I'm sorry, I skipped over a line.
skipped over lines. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ein mishtal hoyil ve'ein mishtal amlachem mise b'hava leiroi ve'ein abal noitel b'roi kiva mursik." My time. Omakro ve'heimis ish o isha asher yisokel ve'gambayl of yumos im koifa yushas olov. We have to understand there's a kasha here and the teretz. What's pshat in the kasha and what's pshat in the teretz? Zogt Rashi, my time in koifa mishtalem alalacha mise. Who told you this yesod? That kaifas only pay the lacha misa. Maybe you can pay it Michaim already. Afal gavda, what do you mean? How can you pay me? Afal gavda chsiva heimis. Neima de kivin shavdua le misa lishtala Michaim. So the Gemara is asking a kasha on the whole yisod. How could Rabbi Kiva say a blank statement that kaifa shall ishtoi, the Baal isn't Yairish, because Kaifa is only Lacha Misa in Sroi. Who told you Kaifa is Lacha Misa? Maybe Pshat and Posig is Vehemis. He did a pula that we assume that she's going to die. Is Kaifa, you should solve your Mechuyiv to pay Kaifa already. So it is not necessary that to say that it is not muchach to say that kaifa is roi. That's the Gemara's kasha. My time. Who told you that it cannot be paid? There's no chiyuv. There's no schus gviya michayim. So what does the Gemara say? Omer kov ha'im misi sheisha shay yisokov gambol of yumas and kaifa yushasol. Zatrashi, vehemis, shoyr eine beskile, atsheyomos hanizik, dersi vehemis ish asher yisoko. So kan shoyr laben, this rashi is a very shvera rashi. Rashi says, you don't kill the shoyr till she dies, dersi vehemis ish asher yisoko. So what did Rashi say? A minute ago, the previous Rashi is Takasha, maybe you mechuyi to be kaifa right away. I it says vehemis. Vehemis doesn't mean he killed the poil. Vehemis means he gave us, that's what we are Meshaya, that he's going to die. So kaifa yusha solo. So the Gemara had a have a mina now, that you mechuyi to pay kaifa, and afilu bepoil it didn't die. Afilu bepoil she didn't die. So Mar says, no, the sherein in beskila at sheyomos hanizik. Tersi vehemis ish asher yisako. What do you see for vehemis ish? We were saying vehemis ish could be an oimid. So there's two mahalchim to say pshat and rashi. Others say pshat and rashi that bishloime, if it wouldn't say asher yisako, it says vehemis. And then it says, im kaifa yushas olov. So I could say, vehemis means, amdu alamisa. As long as amdu misi mechuyif to pay. And what'll be if she won't die? She'll give back the money. So that means, it's shayach to say, amdu alamisa. If amdu alamisa is enough of a sibbe to pay. And if Lamaisa, something happened that she didn't die, you'll give back the money. But by Skila, you can't say such a pshad. Asher Yisokel, and then she'll get. So from Asher Yisokel, you see that the taich of Ahemis Ish means Mamish, that Isha, the Mamish, they died. And it's all in one sentence. Vehemis isha isha asher yisokel im kaifa yusha solov. So the kaifa is, you need a same vehemis that is mechayiv asher yisokel, that vehemis is mechayiv kaifa yusha solov. That's one mahalach. Another one say a second mahalach.
that kemisus abaylam kach misus asher. So lemaise, you can't kill the shoyer kozman the baylam, the kemisus abaylam kach misus asher. Just like you don't kill the abaylam if he killed someone, till an oimid lemise, you won't kill if a person did a maise ritzich and he didn't die yet, so you have to wait till he dies. We will not kill him till the nirtzach dies. And we have a klal kemisus abaylam kach misus asher. So that's the raya. The vehemis of a shoyer, when it comes to shoyer, it has to be that takiyen is dead. Because kemisus abaylam kach misus asher. You only kill a ritzach after I know klal that the nirtzach is dead. So memela, so the misus asher is also the same way. The Mises Asher is also the same way, and the Kaifer is, Mekaifer Yisho Solo, such a Vehemis, that's Mechaev Asher Yisokel, is Mechaev Kaifer Yisho Solo. Right. So, the Gemara weiter. Ube Nezokin Le Omar Abekive, by Nezokin, Abekive does not hold that he doesn't Yarshin. Ayestakash, Rabbi Kiva brings a drash, af isho nizoker li yosher. The husband doesn't darshan. So yestakash, Rabbi Kiva holds the husband does yarshan his wife. So he said, no, here speaking about Kaifer, and Kaifer, he doesn't yarshan because it's roy. Fine. But the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that by Tashlumi Nezokin, not by Kaifer, also the husband doesn't dash. That also doesn't yash. But Nezokin, lo yomar Rabbi Kiva. Vasanya, we learned Abaraisa. Hiko esa isha, viyatsu yilodel. Vasika esa isha, viyatsu yilodel. So two things. He hit the Isha, and she was mapple the vlodis. Is the din is as follows. Noisein, so the person who did this, noisein nezik v'tzah le'isha. Nezik v'tzah goes to the Isha. But dmei vlodis labal. And the dmei vlodis go to the baal. Ein habal, noisin liyoshav. Ein ha'isha, noisin liyoshav. So it says that what? If the baal is not alive, he's zoich in the dmei vlodis. The baal is not alive, he give it to his yoshim. If the isha, which gets the nezik v'tzar, if she is not alive, you give it to her yoshim. Shema Shemayim. Why didn't he give it to the husband? So you see klal that Rabbi, we see klal that the Rabbi Kiva holds that afilu nezek, which is not roi, a husband also doesn't yarshin. Let us just see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. With the maid love is labal, a teres oxalai, could receive bala isha. You give the maid love is to the bala isha. Ain ha isha, noisin li yosheo, nezek vitzar. Fine. Now let's just see Taisvis. Noisin nezek vitzar li isha. So now we're speaking about a story that a person was. Okay, this is speaking about the case of the Pusik. Niskaven Largas Chaverei Vibnokfe Ishahora. So the Barais is telling us the Seder at Hashlumim. The Dmei Vlodis go to the Baal. Nezik in Tzar goes to the Isha. What's with Cheves and Boishes and Ripui? The Barais only speaks about Nezik in Tzar. It omits Sheves, Poishas, and Ripur. So Taisus Amor de Kazach. Nokat Nezek Vitzar, the fish regilis ushimits the eres yaisa, begam nifchosin domer kshimapelos ideako mishiledes bismano. That means Taisus has Amor de Kazach.
what did this person do? She was, because of him, she was mapple. So what did she lose? She's going to give birth, and 10 days later, she's going to give birth side by side. So what did he do? He was magdim the later. Good, the blood is dead. So good, that's the May blood is. But why is it called that he was Mazika and he was Metzaira? And when by the later, what's going to be? It's going to be without Nezik, without Tzah. I mean, why does he have to pay for Nezik and Tzah? So Tosis says, I'll tell you, if it's a normal later, it's not a man if chosim. Paula is mazik the isha. She becomes nifchas. Are you they? So there's nezik and this tzar. A normal lady is also this tzar lady, but not the tzar of Apollo. So his maise caused her more tzar than she would have had. This maise caused her more nezik than she would have had from a normal lady. And that's what you have to pay, Mr. Tamer. The more nezik and the more tzar. Avol ripi v'shebes, so they says like this, ripi v'shebes, uche de milse shein tzricha ripi. You don't have to pay ripi. Normally, you have to have a refuah from a lady. You don't have to refuah from this. There's no need of ripi. V'gam eino misbatelis yoisem imelochem ishar yoledes. Ukazeho yesoifa kishetei leid. Amoyra dikazach. So Tosfos says, so, good. She take 2 weeks. She can't work because she was maple. And Taisa says so. He should pay for that. And what'll be if he wouldn't have been maple? So she'd have the baby 10 days later. So also there'd be 2 weeks she wouldn't work. So it's not called he was goyim her bittel meloch. It's not called he was goyim her bittel meloch because this bittel meloch would have come about side by side. So I saw that Vayakiv brings down from Abul Chonon says, "Psamir dikizach." Yes, the Rabin Bittel Malach is Ivesai. Frank Abul Chonon, we had a Taisvis, the beginning of the second Perik, Zorak Chaitz, a person threw a Chaitz on a Keli. Another one went and broke it. So the Taisvis, the din is the one who broke it has to pay for it. You broke it. Fact Abul Chonon, and if he wouldn't have broken it, it would have been broken from the chayz. But don't tell me if lemaise because of you the keli got broken. If you wouldn't have broken it, the chayz would have broken it. But al kaponim, but since you broke it, you have to pay. Fact Abul Chonon, you're telling me what? If she would have given birth, she also wouldn't work for 2 weeks. Fine, but then it's not you. But Lamaisa, now she's not working because of you, not because Lamaisa, this occurred. What is this different than Zorah Kreitz? So the Dvayakis has a beautiful teretz. He says, this is like Zorah Kli Miroi Shagag, not Zorah Kreitz. Zorah Kli Miroi Shagag, so we say it's called the Mona Tvire. It's, the Shvira is already there. So then it's called Mona Tvire Tova. It's called you broke up a broken Keli. The Sheves that she, Aisha Muberes is in her, it's already called. There's going to be 2 weeks that she won't be able to work. Aisha Muberes can't work for 2 weeks because the lady makes, she can't work for 2 weeks. So I made that she shouldn't work. She can't work Sivasai. Zora creates, nothing's wrong with the Kaylee. It's a Sidis, I know. If this person won't break it, so the Chaitz will break it. So there is a Svart to say, but Lamaisa, now the Chaitz didn't break it, you broke it. Zora Kaylee is called, the Koyach HaShvir is already in the Kaylee, so it's called, even though Lamaisa, it didn't break from that, it broke from you, but it's called Mona Tvira Tova. So this is similar to Zorak Kaylee. Fine. So Memela, so Taisis is, so it's Merdik Meduyik. So you only pay Nezik and Tzar. That's it. Sheves, you don't have to pay. Because side by side, this, she didn't have to take off vacation 2 weeks for not working. Ripa, you never pay. Vim Taima, Boishes, my time, Aloy Choshev. Why didn't you pay Boishes? The Boishes is Taka. There's Boishes, Vishlemin, Niskavala, Bayeshe, Bayeshe, Botalab, Shimimimachoyvo. So there's no din of tashlumei boishes.